Greetings and welcome back to another, an ongoing series of Shirim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at Mishnah Zayin in the 13th chapter of Zevachim, continuing with the issue of Shchutei Chutz and Ha'alat Chutz, Hamoleket Ha'of Bifrim Ve'ala B'chutz Chayav. In this Mishnah, we're going to deal with the issue of Melika and Shchita of an oaf. And remember, the only way to properly kill an oaf inside is malika. Shchita is invalid. However, malika done anywhere outside renders the oaf a nevelah. Hamaleka ta'o b'fim b'ala b'chutz chayav. So if you did malika inside and took it outside and put it up, you're chayav. For ha'ala'a. Malak b'chutz v'ala b'chutz. If you did malika outside, not only are you not chayav for ha'ala'a, you're also not chayav for malika because malika b'chutz is meaningless. And ha'ala'a, you put a posel burda. If you did shchita on a bird inside and then put it up outside, it's nothing because what you put up outside was invalid. Interesting, you are chayav for both for shchita chutz and halat chutz if you did shchita outside, even though shchita is not the proper process. Now, meaning that which renders it valid inside, which is malika, sets up the exemption outside, malika outside. And derech hashor machutz, that which is valid outside, which is shchita, turo bifnim, sets up the exemption inside. We're going to take a look at that language. It's a little bit inexact. But Rabbi Shimon omer, kol shechavin alav b'chutz, chavin alav kayotze v'bifnim shalav b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon gives the following challenge. Any time that you're chayav bachutz, then if you do that same thing bifrim and halam bachutz, you're also chayav. Now the question is, what's he responding to, and that we'll have to deal with. Chutz bin ha-shochet bifrim ala bachutz, that's the one exception, where shochet bifrim ala bachutz, you are patur, but shochet bachutz ala bachutz, you are chayav. Okay, now the first thing is, hai hechshero, in the second part of the formulation, imtza derech hechshero bifrim turom bachutz, derech hechsherom bachutz, there is no such thing as hechshero bachutz. Chiyuvohu. You're liable outside. It's not that it's proper. The answer is tani chiyuvo. You're right. The proper way to read it is chiyuvo, but the Tana probably read it hechshero just as part of the rhythm of the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, ahechakai. What is Rabbi Shimon responding to? Ilei mareshakai, if you think he's responding to the first clause in the Mishnah about Malika, where we distinguish as Hamolek of Fnim Vela Bachutz Chayav Malak Bachutz Vela Bachutz Patur. And we amar the Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon said to Tanakama, Ki Heichet Bifnim Mechayiv, just like your Chayiv, if you did Malika inside and put it up outside, Bachutz HaMechayiv. So if you did Malika outside, you should be Chayiv. Then his language is wrong, because Hai Kol Shechayiv Nala Bachutz, because his language is, if you're Chayiv Bachutz, you're Chayiv Bifnim, it should be Kol Shechayiv Nala Bifnim Bailei. It should be, if you're Chayiv Bifnim, you're Chayiv Bachutz. In other words, the starting point is from Rabbi Shimon is on the outside, but the starting point in that position is from the inside. So that doesn't work. But maybe he's saying the opposite, which is, just like you're not chayav if you did malika outside, so you shouldn't be chayav if you did malika inside. Then it should say the opposite, which is, if you're not chayav b'chutz, then you're chayav bifnim. So that, and that's not his language either. Ela seifa kai. Rather, Rabbi Shimon must be responding to the seifa about shchita. Hashochet o bifnim v'ala b'chutz patur. Shachat b'chutz v'ala b'chutz chayav. And what did Rabbi Shimon say? Ki heichet bifnim lo mechayav, just like you're not chayav. You did shchita inside, b'chutz tami lo mechayav. You shouldn't be chayav outside either. But then again, the language is inexact. Hai kol she'en chayav nibayle. Then he should have said, if you're not chayav inside, you're not chayav outside. But he said, if you're chayav outside, you're chayav inside. Ella ki hechad b'chutz mechayev, bifnim nami mechayev. Maybe what he meant was, just like you're chayav if you do shchita outside, you're chayav did shchita inside and brought it outside. But, haktani chutz v'nashach v'vinim ala b'chutz. That was the one exception that Rabbi Shimon said to his own rule. So Rabbi Shimon can't be disagreeing with a statement, with a rule, where the one exception is the point where he's disagreeing. Which means he's not disagreeing. So what is he talking about? So, two Amorae Bavel suggest that there is a subtext, meaning there was another statement of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon was responding to. Ziri gives one, and they're really very parallel. Shchitat behema balayla ikiminai, that they're disagreeing about what happens, not with shchitat of, but shchitat behema, if it was done at night. Hachi kamar. Tanakama said something else. V'chein ha-shochet behema b'fnim balayla, if you did shchitat behema, at night, inside, which means it's pasul. V'hala b'chutz patur. But shachat b'chutz balayla v'hala b'chutz chayav, if you did shchita at outside at night, and in halah, then you're chayav. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shachay min alav b'chutz, chay min alav koyetzim b'fim b'alav b'chutz. There Rabbi Shimon was disagreeing and saying that if you were chayav for doing it outside, shchita b'layla, then if you do the same thing b'fim, shchita b'layla, and brought it outside, you're also chayav. That's Rabbi Shimon l'shitato, who says that shchitat layla, against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that shchitat layla is mitkabel b'kodesh, and therefore imala lo yered, and our general rule is not only Kodashim Ksherim, as we saw earlier, but also Kodashim that only had Psulan Bakodesh, and therefore Imala Lo Yerdu, Imalu Lo Yerdu, they are your Chayav for them, Bachutz. Chutz Ven HaShochet HaVivrim V'Ala Bachutz. Good. Rabba Amar, so Rabba disagrees and says, I have a sort of parallel track, which is Kabbalah B'Kli Chol Ika B'Nai, but they disagreed about what happens if you do Kabbalat Adam in a non-sanctified chalice. Hachi Kamar. The Tanakama added that if you do Kabbalah in a non-Kodesh Kli, non-Kli Sharet, Bifrim, then took it outside and put it up, Patur. But if you did that outside and put it up outside, you're Chayav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koshech Ben Ala Bachutz, Chayav Ala Koyotze Bifrim Ala Bachutz. He said, if you're Chayav outside, then you got to be Chayav for the same thing if you did it inside and brought it outside. Chutzah Shochero Bifrim Ala Bachutz. Good. So we have two answers as to what Rabbi Shimon was responding to, but the problem, of course, is that he's responding to something that's not in our Mishnah. But we have a different version of the Mishnah, which is Hashtag Tani Avuad Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. He had a different version of the Mishnah. Hamolek of Bifnim Velo Bachutz Chayav, Malak Bachutz Vela Bachutz Patur, Rabbi Shimon Mechayev, meaning that the Tanakama says if you do Malika inside and brought it up outside, you're Chayav, Malika outside and brought it up outside, you're Patur, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Hatamkar, Rabbi Shimon now is responding to the Resha. And Ratani Kosha Chavin Allah Bifim, Halab Bachutz, Chavin Allah Bachutz. And his statement was, if you're Chayav for doing it inside, bring it outside, you're also Chayav for doing it outside and bring it up outside. And that's a very simple solution. Okay, the last Mishnah in our parak, Mishnah Chet, Chata'at Shekibel Dama Bachos Achad. You have a Chata'at, regular Chata'at Chitzonah, and you did Kabbalat Adam in one kos. You took that one kos, you went outside and put something on a rock, or on a mizbeach, some of the dam, and you came inside and put it on the proper mizbeach, or you did inside first, then you went out. Chayav. You're chayav. Shekulo ra'ui bifim, because all that dam belongs inside. And now that's going to be a little difficult, because once you put it inside, the rest is shirayim. So we'll see about this. Kibel dam b'shtei kosot. And this takes us back to the sugya on Peibet, about a chatat, where the dam is in two kosot, and one kos goes out, or one kos goes into the echal, what's the status of the other kos? Rabbi Yosef Glilin, Chachomim. However, here, it's a different problem. You put the dam in two kosot, you received it in two kosot. Now, natan shnei mifnim patur. If you put all the dam inside, obviously, fine. Shneihem bachutz, obviously, you're chayav. You took them all out, both outside, and you did it all outside, you're chayav. If you put the first kos and you put it up on the mizbeach inside, and then you took the other one, the other one outside afterwards, patur. You're not chayav for this. So now we're distinguishing between one cup and two. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, but if you did the first one outside, and then you brought, they came inside with the other one, and the other one never left, and you did it inside, chayav al chitzon, you're chayav for halat chutz, for the outside one. But hapnimim mechaper, the second one you did is mechaper, and your chatat is kasher. Lamad davar domeh, what's this like? Lamafrish chatato v'avda. You had a chatat, you had an obligation of a chatat, you set aside an animal, the animal disappeared. Frish achar tachteh. And so you went and designated another one in its place. V'chakach nimtzeit harishonah, then you found the first one. Parishtei enomdot, you got two animals in front of you, both of them valid chataot. So chashachat shtehen mifnim patur. If you shechted them both inside, there's obviously no liability for halat chutz. There's a different problem, which is once you shecht the first one, the second one is a chatat shenit kapru baleh and should be killed. But you're not chayav for chutz because it's all inside. Shtehen bachutz chayav. You did them both outside, you're chayav. Achad bifnim, achad bachutz. If you did the first one inside and a second one outside, you're patur. Why? Because once you do the first one, the second one is now a chatat shen kapru baleha, which is one of the chataot meitot, is supposed to die. It's not a kosher korban. So a korban kosher, which means when you do it outside, you didn't shecht anything, it's a kosher korban. So that's fine. Achad bachutz v'achad bifnim, but if you did the first one outside, then what does that mean? That first one was a chatat. You're chayav al chitzona, you're liable for that one. But the second one is now not a chatat shen kapru baleha, because the baalim, the owner, the you, haven't gotten kapara yet, which means it's a proper korban. Hapimim mechaperet, and the inside one works as a kapara for the original chet that you did. Parenthetically, if you did both of them inside, kashem shneman poteret b'sara, kachi poteret b'sar chaverta. Just if you did both of them inside, in that mashal, just like the dam is matir the basar, and to be eaten by kohanim means it takes it out of the world of me'ila, out of the status of me'ila, because it's a zrikata dam that makes kodashim kodashim out of the status of me'ila. And not only that, but it also exempts the basar of the second one, even though the second one really cannot be used because it is the chatat shen kapru baleha. Okay. Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. In the single cup. I understand if you first took the single cup outside and put it on, then I understand why you're chayav. It's supposed to be inside. But if you first did it inside, then took it outside, then that's shirayim. Because remember, with a chatat, one matana is sufficient. And therefore, once you put one matana on, you take the rest outside, it's shirayim. And shirayim, we said you're not chayav for. The answer is, Hamani Rabbi Nechemya. We already met Rabbi Nechemya in the previous podcast. Tamar Shiare Adam Shikivan Machutz Chayav. He holds that if you put up Shiare Adam, you're Chayav. Rabbi Nechemya, Ima Seifa, Kibal Dama Mishnei Kosot, Natan Shnei Mifim, Patur Shnei Machutz Chayav, Chavim Machad Machutz Patur. But in the second half of the Mishnah with the two cups, we said that if you put the first cup inside and the second cup outside, you're Patur, but that's Shirayim. Rabbi Nechemya, Shiare Adam Shikivan Machutz Chayav. The answer is Seifa Ta'an the Tanakama or Belozer Rav Shimon. Rav Belozer Rav Shimon and Tanakama have a disagreement about what's the status of the second cup. And the Tanakama says, Kos Oset Dichui L'Chaveiro. One kos is Doche the other one, meaning when you put the dam in Shtei Kosot, the minute you use one, the other one's rejected. So therefore, when you put the first one inside, the second one's not Shirayim, it's trash. It should be disposed of. So doing it outside is meaningless. Okay. The analogy. Lamad davar domeh lamali. What do I need? Amani Rabbi. And the answer is it follows Rabbi. Tamar avuda meshata frasha meita. When do we say a chatat meita? If it's a chatat, shid kapru baleha. That's if you designated the second one while the first one is still lost. And v'hachi kamar. Tama da avda. Meaning it's only in a case where it was lost, then this whole thing would play out. But if l'chatchila you designate two animals as a backup, so in case one becomes a balmum or whatever, you have another one, then l'chatchila the other one is going to become an olah, meaning if they both stay good and they both stay in sight, when you bring a chatat, automatically the second one becomes an olah. The Rav Huna Marav, we've seen this several times, asham shenitak l'ri'iya, if you have a korban asham that now has to graze because, let's say, it's a substitute asham and you brought the other one. Or it's an asham where the owner's died. What do you have to do? You have to let it graze and it gets a mum and you redeem it and that money goes to a korban. But what's the status? Ushchato stam if you shechted it without designating anything. Kasher le'olah. It has a din of olah. Right now, remember, an asham is always male. And olah is always male. So that's easy. Midami. Hatam Hashem Zachar Vola Zachar. Aval Chatat Nekevahi. Chatat normally is a Nekeva. And therefore, how can you say that a Chatat, when you have two of them set aside as a backup, that when you shech the first one, the other one can now be used as an Ola. Chatat's female and Ola's male. The Amchia Miustinia Sayunasi. If the Chatat is a Sayunasi, it'll work because that is the one Chatat, Chitzona, that is a private individual that is male, and therefore it could therefore become an olah. Hadron alach hashochet v'ma'ala v'ma'aleh in the next final parak of Masachet Zvachim, we are going to continue with the issue of Shkutei Chutz, go into the rule of Bamot and Bamaktana and Bamagdola. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful